Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, let's solicit for some names.
All right.
It's time. We play twice a day, every day during the week. This is round one of Beat the Bank. We're going to call out three names. First one to call us back gets to play for up to $1,000. Kelly, do you have those names?
I do.
All right.
The three names today are Megan Sosa, Casey Hoffman, Miranda Ventura. Miranda Ventura, Casey Hoffman, Megan Sosa.
You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, if you do not call us back within those 10 minutes, we will open up the phone lines for everyone. So there's still a chance.
There is.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There is.
Yes, there is. The debate was last night.
Yeah, I watched. Did everybody watch?
Yeah, I watched. I watched that and some in the football game too. I was flipping back and forth.
I did watch.
It was at times it was tough to watch.
It gets me very nervous.
Yeah,
I don't like arguing. It makes me tense.
I don't either. I don't like seeing.
But that's part of it.
Yeah.
Adults. That is part of it. But I just hate seeing adults that are trying to get the most important job in the world arguing. You know what I'm
nervous.
Saying?
And everybody talks about who won the debate. Some think Trump did, some think Clinton did. I mean, it just,
both won certain points.
Right.
Yeah.
Both of them lie. Both of them flat out lie.
I agree.
And every politician running for president has lied at some point or another.
And they try to backpedal or backtrack and cover up what they said that at the time they meant it. Now it's like, oh, that didn't work out so well, so let me try to cover that up.
Yeah.
When there's blatant evidence that that's exactly what you said on both sides.
I think the frustrating thing is
I love that his campaign's like deleting tweets of things he said in the past.
Because he was talking about those things. So they're like, oh, crap, that's not what he said on Twitter.
Yeah. But, you know, as a private citizen, you say things, too.
Totally.
Everything comes back to haunt
you. I thought it was hilarious. There are moments that I'm like, Donald's going to turn the camera and be like, this is Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, gosh, to say things under his breath, which is was quite snarky. But when she's talking about his tax returns and he was just like, makes me smart.
Wrong.
That I didn't pay.
Taking advantage of tax laws that are available, but a lot of rich people do.
And you know what? I mean, their faces are on camera the entire time.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure. You can't pick your nose. You can't make a funny face because they'll use that as a meme.
Right.
You turn it into a GIF.
You can't be suffering from a cold because they'll accuse you of having a cocaine problem.
Right. Is that what's going on with Trump with the sniffles?
That was on, what late
night show? It started off with Howard Dean. Yeah. Accusing him of abuse. I mean, that Howard Dean. I don't have the tweet in front of me, but tweeted something about is Donald Trump using cocaine or something?
Howard
I'm like,
Dean.
Oh my God. So
no,
it's just ugly on both sides.
Yeah,
it is very.
I mean, it's not like sports where you get a winner at the end of the game. You know, based on the points they scored, you can't tell who won. There's no signs. It's subjective.
This is supposed to help your decision. So there'll be two more of these before the election.
Two more, yep.
Right.
And then the vice presidential debates, too. Mm-hmm. Those are important.
Yeah.
Not as much attention gets paid to those, though.
No. It should be, though.
And, well, because they're one heartbeat away of being the one in charge.
Yeah.
You need to know what they're saying, too.
Yeah, for sure.
I think most people, though, from what I was seeing on Snapchat and Twitter and Facebook, we're basically just playing with the filters on Snapchat with Trump and Hillary.
Yeah.
There was face swapping. They were making them puppies. They were doing all the, I don't even know if they listened to the debates because everybody was just doing the filters on Hillary.
That is fun. I didn't realize you also did that filter to me yesterday where the eyes and mouth become the scary teeth.
Oh, yeah. Jenna took on an eighth grader in a cooking challenge. We'll have that for you probably tomorrow.
Okay.
We got to edit it up.
Yeah, maybe Thursday.
Yeah,
it was a big battle.
Yeah.
But thank you. It's always nice to watch Snapchats back and see ugly filters on your face.
Sorry about that. We got a winner already?
Yay.
Beat the Bang. Beat the Bang. Presidential debate has come and gone. Apparently, Hillary is always
wrong.
Al had production value this
Big Al,
morning.
Mac with the production.
Way to go, Trey. Coming up with that with 8 seconds left.
And Trey hitting the button at the right time,
like a
champion.
Wrong.
No, I'm right. Donald, he hit it at the right time. Let's go to our winner here. First one to call us back. Happens to be you, Miranda Ventura. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Hello.
Yay. What are you doing right now?
I am on my way to work.
What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, well, great.
Third grade.
They're pretty well behaved in third grade, right?
Yeah, we have good days and bad days.
Yeah. Have you taught any other grade?
I taught fifth grade.
Fifth grade is rough, huh?
Yeah, I actually like fifth grade better.
Do you?
I feel like that's when kids start getting attitudes.
Start smelling themselves.
Yeah.
I think that's the last hurrah before the hormones kick in, maybe.
Yeah.
I think that's when my armpits started smelling funny around fifth grade. Yeah.
With that one hair?
Had to get the, no, man. I got the hair going. Like,
that's where it all went?
Yeah. The armpits. But you don't want to hear about that, Miranda.
I would think that.
Yeah, you don't want to hear about that.
Please, no. Let's tell her how to play.
Yeah. Jenna, will you tell Miranda how we play Beat the Bank, please?
I'd love to, Miranda. We're going to throw you inside the Kid Credit Morning Show Bank Vault. The banker is going to start shouting dollar amounts that will be steadily increasing, and it's on you to decide when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. You got to yell stop, and you get that amount of money. Even if it goes all the way to 1,000, you have to yell stop. If it closes on you before you say stop, you get nothing.
All right.
All right. All right.
I don't think people want to ask you anymore, Al. I think they've lost hope.
She had no interest in asking.
How are you feeling?
Okay.
Oh, you're so,
Miranda,
you're so
you don't
nice
have
friend.
To. You don't
you
have
really
to.
Don't.
You don't have to, but I'm going to say I'm feeling middle school. Middle school. You're a teacher.
All right.
Middle school. I'm feeling middle school.
You're feeling middle school.
Yep.
You're not feeling pre-K.
No.
You're not feeling high school.
No.
Or college.
I'm feeling middle school.
Okay.
Baby.
Take that. Right. However you want, Miranda.
I don't know nothing. I have been wrong before.
All right.
A lot.
A lot.
Well, we'll see how much you win, Miranda. It's up to you. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$300.
Ooh, nice.
$390. $470. $520. $600. $670.
Miranda.
Girl, you were holding
that
on.
That was close.
Miranda.
Door closed at 670.
Oh, boy.
That's no bueno. Yeah.
What were you holding on for, Miranda?
Pause.
Pause. You wanted him to pause a little bit
longer. Oh, like a long pause, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's tricky in there.
Boy. He gets a little tricky there.
I'm going to need you to stay after school today, Miranda.
Fine.
Clean out the erasers.
Maybe you could sign up for What Do You Need?
Yeah,
Miranda.
There you go.
Yeah, we have $1,000 for teachers. Just let us know what you want to do with it in 100 words or less at KidNation.com. Hopefully, we'll be talking to you again and giving you that $1,000.
All right.
All right, Miranda. You have a wonderful day at school. Thank you for listening, okay?
Thank you.
All right. You don't want it to close out on a teacher.
A teacher.
She's building the future.
She is. She's trying.
I'm mad at the banker now. All right, Kid Nation, it's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? Big Al Mac, what is Does That Make Me Crazy?
Well, you know, there's these things that we do every day, and we kind of think they're normal. Then that's why you kind of step back and like, am I the only one that does that? Does this make me crazy? We will validate your feelings.
Evaluate and validate.
Yes, mm-hmm. At 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Kelly, do you have a favorite all-time Does That Make Me Crazy?
Oh, gosh, all-time? No. And we have a lot.
Well, we've had so many.
But I mean, it's really hard to say a favorite.
The lady that keeps that collected her dead skin. Her dead skin.
Oh,
that was pretty good.
That's not favorite. That's gross.
That does make you crazy.
That's gross. Good.
That she was crazy.
About a week or so ago, I think every call was like, "What?"
Yeah.
We get something like that.
Yeah.
Are you a Hall of Famer? Give us a call.
We'll find out. What does that make me crazy next?
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
This is Charlie Puth, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, how did we get that right there? I'll tell you how we got that.
I'm only one call away.
So at this time tomorrow morning, you will get to listen to the chat we had with Charlie Puth.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped by after the show yesterday, sang for us, talked with us.
Made noises.
He's a quirky guy. He's cool, man.
He's a noisologist. That dude can do things.
Yeah. He has perfect pitch. And
that's actually a thing. I didn't know. That's actually a real thing.
Very few people in this world have that. He happens to have it. So you'll get to listen to what having perfect pitch is, because he demonstrates this for us. Caroline Craddock got to go to the concert last night.
I did. It was so much fun.
Okay. Give us your review of the Charlie Puth.
I'm kind of hoarse because I was screaming like a tween.
Yeah?
He's so talented. He's got a little Ben Folds thing going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Caroline's hoarse.
He was singing along.
Yeah, I was. I felt old, though, being there.
Really?
That was like me in 2006 at Teddy Geiger concerts.
Wow,
Teddy Geiger. Good reference for that?
Oh, yeah, no, I remember Teddy Geiger.
Geiger.
Oh, wow. Didn't he play Elvis Presley or something one time? Did Teddy Geiger get to play that?
What?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm gonna mess Revy on.
No, I remember him. Yeah, yeah.
Let me Google Teddy Geiger and Elvis. See what comes up.
So, yeah, it brought me back to like being with my dad at Teddy Geiger concerts, screaming like a tween. So I felt old.
So. Now, Teddy Geiger was very John Mayer-ish.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Teddy Geiger?
I follow him on Instagram. I think he's just like normal now.
Sure.
Just like
just regular dude.
Yeah, just hanging out.
He doesn't sing or do music. He can still.
I don't think so.
He can still work in music and not be in front of the.
I don't recall this song.
That's true.
Yeah.
You don't?
The name sounds familiar, but I don't recall the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both kind of got a Ben Folds
thing
going on.
Kid had the biggest dude crush on Teddy Geiger.
Yeah. I had a literal shrine to him in my room.
Well, he's still got teddygeiger.com if anybody's interested.
Good. But Charlie Puth, great.
Oh, my gosh. He was great. Yeah. He didn't go on until like 9 o'clock. It's late.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how you know you're getting old. It's so true. Concerts start so late.
That's
you
not that bad.
To sit down in front of you.
Well, he started at 7:30.
So you didn't go on until 9. Show.
Well, they have opening acts, right?
Well, yeah, but I was tired.
Oh, you're getting old.
Oh. Caroline's in her 20s.
They like to build anticipation.
Well, and he had to stand, and I couldn't see.
Yeah, one of those.
Dang, kids. No, but it was really fun.
Any surprise guests? Because he's been having people. He says sometimes they pop up.
No, not last night.
All Charlie Puth life? That's fine, though. Yeah. I'll take a Charlie Puth show all day.
He's so cute, man.
To do that humming thing and that beatbox.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty legit.
At the same time, he can beatbox and hum.
Well, wait till you hear the interview tomorrow, because he does that for us. I'm telling you, he does his perfect pitch and his hum / beatboxing.
That's amazing.
Well, you're going to think we're playing effects for him.
It's amazing.
It makes me feel like my mouth's so untalented.
Yeah.
Say that.
Yeah, we all feel that way after talking to him.
When someone can do like multiple things with their mouth at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
Talking, singing, making noises, it's crazy.
We had to use three people to do what he was doing by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And still couldn't do it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of a prodigy, I think.
I was a fan of his before.
He's very smart.
But like, after talking to him and seeing him, I'm a huge fan of his.
I am too. He's got a really fun, dry sense of humor.
He does. Yeah. Again, this time tomorrow, we'll be with Charlie Puth.
Very cool.
And Caroline says, if you have a chance to go to his concert, do it.
Please do it.
But let's get into Does That Make Me Crazy?
All right.
800-KID Live.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Things you do, you may think are normal. Think other people are doing them. Turns out they don't.
Yeah, not so much.
Or maybe a lot of people do them and you're just all crazy. Like, Jenna, don't you have one for us?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
God.
I told Jenna, it's okay that you do this.
What is it?
The only reason I leave up photos with my ex-boyfriends on social media is so anyone they try and date after me goes, that's what I have to follow.
I like that.
That's
right.
Like, that's what I have to go up against. Yeah, it is who you have to
go up
against.
And she finds like the best ones too. I feel like guys do that too. Like if their girlfriend breaks up with them, they find the best picture of them with her and they leave it up.
You know every new person stalks the old.
Oh, yeah.
Of course they do.
Yes.
It makes you crazy, but that's a normal crazy.
Trying to own the complex.
I'm down for it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, you do.
I like that about you.
Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Keep doing you, Jenna. Oh, we got a couple text messages here.
Come on.
This one says, I move our fishbowl around the house because I'm convinced our fish acts happier with an occasional change of scenery.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Does that make me crazy?
He's moving.
Fish have feelings.
I guess so.
That's actually pretty smart to do that for your fish.
Would it be mean to put on Finding Nemo for your fish because he can't interact with the fish? Are they smart enough to understand?
I
don't think so.
I feel like all fish are like Dory. They forget after 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Josie in El Paso.
Okay.
I go to the gym often, hoping to meet a great guy, but constantly look away when they make eye contact.
Yeah.
Does that make you crazy?
Don't look at me. I'm at the gym.
I'm here to make love. I work in accounts receivable. I bill people's work travel. On their hotel receipts, it lists their home address. So I Google their address so I could see what their house looks like.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Does that make me crazy?
No.
From Sierra.
No. I'm curious. I look up randomly. Oh, I wonder where they live. If I have somebody's address and
you
I'm...
You do?
Yes. Because Google, that Google Earth thing, yeah. You can see where they
That's
live.
True.
And check out their neighborhood.
You
I can. I do
okay.
that.
Okay. Let's go to the phones.
All right.
Hi, Andrea.
Because I do it. It can't Hi. Be crazy.
No, it is crazy, Kelly. It is crazy. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? We'd love to hear yours.
Okay. Just a few weeks ago, I went and got 12 tattoos in one day.
Whoa.
12 tattoos?
Like tiny ones?
Some were tiny, yes. And some were, like, I didn't have anything massive, but... Yeah, I went and got 12 in one day. Sat there for about 8 hours.
Oh.
Multiple tattoo artists?
No, the same one, because well, I know him.
Why did you decide to do them all at once in bulk?
Well, I had one about 3 years ago, and I just kind of hadn't got any, and I'd, like, saved them up, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you pay
so
by the
I
hour.
I saved up a ton of money and just did it.
Yeah,
dang. Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's crazy.
Did you take
that's
a break?
Yeah, he took smoke breaks.
Yeah, he needed a break.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
Yeah. Hey, that's crazy.
I'm going to go ahead and say crazy.
Yeah.
A little.
That's a little crazy. But I hope you're happy with
it. Yeah,
them.
Send us a picture of your tattoos. I want to see them.
Okay, I will do that.
Good job. Yeah, you're crazy, but that's cool.
As long
cool.
as each one has meaning, I guess, you know. I don't know.
This one's from the text. Justin sent one in and said, I'm eating Big Al's leftovers on Big Al's counter right now.
See, that's how I know you're lying, because I ain't got leftovers.
That's a callback, because Big Al has his door unlocked.
My door is unlocked.
He told us earlier in the show.
I know you're lying.
Well played, Justin.
Good one. Good try, buddy.
Hi, Isabella.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Are you on your way to school?
Yes.
All right. How old are you?
10.
You're probably what? Fifth grade? Fourth grade?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Fifth.
Okay. And you're already crazy. Huh, let's hear it.
Yes. Okay, so I can never have my hair down. Like, it just, like, bothers me so much. So I put my hair in a ponytail almost every day. Does that make me crazy?
That makes you stylish.
Ariana does it.
Yeah, Ariana Grande is doing it.
You do different ponytails?
No, just, like, well, low and high ones.
Low and high,
low
that's
and high
good.
Ones.
Yeah. Maybe you should tie a side ponytail today just to mix things up.
Or a top knot. Ooh.
Yeah, but, like, it's weird because side ponytails kind of hurt me. I don't know why.
Oh. Yeah, ponytails can give you a headache.
I feel that.
Doesn't it pull your hair back to where you could get a bigger forehead?
Well, if you wear a really tight, they were showing that some ballerinas and all those top knots, they're losing their hair around their hairline.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said a lot. And, like, dudes.
It's pulling it too tight.
Dudes with the man bun, they're starting to lose hair.
Keep your ponytails loose, okay?
Loose ponytails, Isabella.
Okay. Doesn't make you crazy, though.
Yeah.
Makes you super cute
and stylish. Keep doing what
you're
doing.
Unless you want to be crazy. Do you want to be crazy?
No.
Yeah. Okay, you're not.
You're fine.
You're cute.
Have a great day at school, Isabella. Thank you for calling.
Unless you want
to be crazy.
I like to make children happy.
So cute.
Sometimes they do want to be crazy. Bill's on the phone with us right now. What's up, Bill?
Hey. Hey, Bill. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Now, are you still married after what you did?
I am.
Okay.
I am, but I didn't do it to my wife.
Okay, good. Who'd you do it to? Yeah.
My mother.
What'd you do, bro?
I used to be a police officer in Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
I'm retired now, but I tasered my mother at age 70, and I put it on YouTube for everyone to enjoy.
Oh my God!
Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Or does that make my mother crazy?
Yes.
Oh, she asked
both
for
of you.
It.
Both of y'all.
She wanted it.
She wanted it.
Yeah. I feel I need to explain. I taught a citizen police academy.
Wow.
She took the class and volunteered to get paid.
Okay.
Did she regret it?
No. The next morning, I went over for coffee, and she said, if you teach that class again next year, I want to come back and get all 5 seconds of the taser.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Glutton for punishment.
Yeah, you're both are crazy.
Yeah, y'all some crazy.
Yeah, but you're a cool family.
Y'all crazy.
Like, I'd hang out with
you. I love her to death, and you can watch it on YouTube.
What's it named if we want to see it, Bill?
Mother gets tasered by police officer's son, but I apologize for her language ahead of time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. And thank you for your service, too, Bill. I know you're retired now, but thank you for serving back then. That is great. I don't think I could tase my mom.
That's like the JonBenet thing. Did you guys see the CBS special where they tased that guy? He did it twice in a row.
Really?
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah,
I missed that one.
I took like a not a strong taser from Jenna.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what a police-issued one feels like.
Poor mom.
You didn't like that.
I didn't like that at all. And I had to throw my shirt away because it burned it.
I'm sorry. I know the teeth locked in.
Locked
holes.
In to my back. Hey, Matthew.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
I am the biggest fan. I'm kind of freaking out on the inside.
Okay, you're crazy. No.
Hello. Well, I have seen, as of yesterday evening, every YouTube video that is on the Kid Craddock YouTube page. Wow.
Every one of them.
Whoa. Every single one of
them. Wow, what's your favorite?
Well, my favorite to listen to is the Must Be Nice guy.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Okay. It is hilarious. But, you know, like, I clean and I'll, like, turn it on my TV and I'll just clean and listen to the radio, or I'll, you know, just hang out and listen to the radio, and I'll just turn on YouTube and I listen to every single one of them.
Wow. Time.
That doesn't make you crazy, Matthew. That makes you an awesome Kid Nation member is what that does.
How many are there?
Oh, there's more than you think.
I'd say we're close to 1,000 at least, right?
I don't know.
I would say we're that close.
But thank you very much for being a super fan and a big supporter. Thank you very much.
Have a great day, Matthew.
Never call you crazy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, bro.
You keep watching those videos because, you know,
I feel like now that I know people are kind of watching, I feel like I should be better.
White Cheddar just... Right. White Cheddar just told me in my ear that we have 2,300 videos on our YouTube channel.
Wow.
Yep.
Man.
That's dedication.
Very, very dedicated. More people like Matthew, please. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Hey. Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy?
Hi. So in the morning, after I get ready, I talk crap to myself in the mirror just to make sure my face doesn't look weird in case someone confronts me and I don't look stupid.
Wait a minute, you practice going off on somebody because you don't want to look
on herself. She goes off on herself.
I do.
Can we hear?
Does it ever come in handy?
Yeah, what do you say?
Okay, I'll be like, okay, so you're like, you think you're cool because you're 2 feet taller than me? Well, I have like 100 collectible coins, so.
That'll get him.
You got him.
Oh!
You dropped the mic.
Yeah. It's like preparing for a debate.
Right.
Yeah. You got to have stuff ready.
Yeah.
You don't know what your face looks like when you're like talking crap to someone, and I like practice my lines.
I have like 100 collectible coins.
You getting a lot of fights?
Ready.
You getting a lot of fights?
Actually, no, I don't.
Good.
Yeah.
But if you did, you'd be ready.
You'd be ready.
You never know.
Yeah. I dare you to come at Ashley today at work. I dare you.
Oh, my gosh.
See what happens.
I go to cosmetology school, and, like, I never argue with anyone, but you never know. There's a lot of girls there.
Feisty. They're feisty in cosmetology.
Oh, Ashley, yeah, they are.
Ashley, you're crazy, but you're awesome crazy. I love that. She talks crap to herself.
You may be 2 feet taller than me, but I got 100 points.
Well done, Ashley.
Awesome.
Well done.
Why not?
All right, keep those coming. We'll do Does That Make Me Crazy again next week. And don't forget, sign up at KidNation.com for your chance to play Beat the Bank. That's coming up in about 25 minutes. We'll call out three more names.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got Beat the Bank. We're going to call out those names here in about 14 minutes. Tomorrow at this time, we'll be doing Love Letters to Kelly, but I think, Jenna, you got one today.
Oh, my.
Yeah, they were like, I need an answer to this now because it's about moving.
Oh. So we're going to go ahead and grant you that wish and do a nice little love letter to Kelly today just because you need it today. I can't wait till tomorrow.
A little tease for what's to come tomorrow.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, let's play the song.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Early edition.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been apart from my ex for over 2 years. She lives in New York, and she randomly messages me asking, how are you doing? We were together for 4 years before breaking up, and this has stirred up feelings again. Also, I've always wanted to experience living in New York. Well, I went to visit her.
And then we stopped talking after I got back because she said she didn't want to do the long distance thing. Mm. This has thrown me off my groove and I can't stop thinking about her. How do I stop? And this has got me interested in applying to places in New York. Oh, when would be an appropriate time to start doing this? Love you, Riley.
Never. Start dating people that actually live where you live.
Yeah.
Don't move to, if you're serious about moving to a city for a career change, for things like of that nature, right, go for it. If you're moving because this girl, you are crazy and you should have called me during the last segment of the show.
A lot of people move for love.
She's not in love with him and she's not giving him any signs that she wants him to be
crazy.
There.
Yeah. That's crazy.
None.
Zero.
I'll come.
I'm crazy.
I'm moving to Miami. I'll come. No, I'm moving.
No, you start looking at girls who are actually available for you. Here,
what if she's texting
because
they dated for 4 years? What if she doesn't want to do long distance but wants him to move and be together? No. Be it together.
This is not even. There's no signs pointing in this direction at all. Zero.
She
it's pointing
him
more towards
asking how he's doing because she's bored.
Yeah, she might have found somebody.
She's the playa.
I'm afraid Kelly's right here, buddy.
Yeah, it's a reformed play, Al. You could tell that somebody's getting played here.
Yeah, you're getting played, though. I'm afraid Kelly's right here. It's sad.
What else? What else can you say, Al?
It does happen. There's nothing else can be said. I've been played. Every player has been played. Mm-hmm. I think. I don't think playing is exclusive to men or to women. You can get played. I have been played multiple times, but you live and you learn. You don't go. You try not to get played anymore.
So this had to be done today because the decision needed to be made today. What is the rush, Kelly? I have to know today. I can't even wait till Wednesday.
Moving trucks outside.
Yeah, right.
Moving trucks outside, Kelly. I need to know right now.
What if they're literally in the U-Haul right now?
Do not go for this girl. You are nuts.
Turn the U-Haul around.
Crazy,
sir.
She's packing up the U-Haul truck, and then she gets in, and then he gets in and slams the door on the other side. I'm ready.
Imagine if he shows up and she's like, "What the are you doing here?"
Which is probably what would happen. And then the other guy would be like, "Yeah, what are you doing here? This is my girlfriend."
Oh God.
Oh yeah. Man.
Dog.
Sorry.
Dog. I'm sorry, man. It's the ego is a very delicate thing. And when y'all break it, oh boy, we are crushed. We are crushed as guys because we just know we are the end all be all for you. But
no, you're not.
We think we are in a lot of situations.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
We think we are.
Yeah, see, that's
but
we aren't.
Alan is.
Oh, Lord.
Hello, I'm Alan.
When are we doing that?
Didn't you kiss Alan?
Oh, no. Y'all.
Hold on, this is breaking news.
Isn't breaking news?
First of all,
sounds like breaking news.
Hold on, yeah, because Al just flippantly threw it out there yesterday after the show.
I did.
We'll get into this here.
Pay attention.
What, Alan doesn't want to talk about that?
No, he's fine. He's fine.
It's fine.
Who cares necessarily? I just don't want it to be misconstrued into more than what it was.
Okay, well, okay. We'll call out
better
three.
Better than cheating with a girl, Kelly.
Right? It's just Al.
He bought me a drink. Hello? Uh-huh.
He's a gentleman.
Oh, so you were paying him back?
I'll tell you about it next.
We'll call out three names for Beat the Bank, and we'll find out what went on with Alan, Kelly's boyfriend.
Hello, I'm Alan.
And Big Al Mac. Lips touching face.
Oh, well, not face necessarily.
Is Big Al still the best kisser on the show? We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time for round two of Beat the Bank. Last time, didn't end well.
No, it didn't.
Miranda Ventura had the door closed on her. She was holding off a little bit more.
Oh, boy.
And then the door closed, and she got nothing. What are you going to win right now? We have three names we're going to call out. First one in gets to play. Big Al Mack, will you do the honors?
Sure. Sarah Gibson, Jonetta Chooks. Kevin Finney, Jonetta Chooks, Sarah Gibson. You have 10 minutes from right now to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE. That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Andrea from Does That Make Me Crazy sent us the text messages of all her tattoos she got.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
They look great, and they're in different parts of the body.
Down the spine, on the ankle, arms, on the forearm, on her haunch.
Oh, my gosh. She got tons.
Foot. And they're great.
Yeah.
On the top of her foot.
Oh, boy. That's painful, I think, right? That's got to be painful.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, eventually, the adrenaline wears off.
Did you go through with 12?
Yeah.
Could barely get through my 12 letters, yeah.
We also watched the video of the officer tasing his 70-year-old mother.
He told us to, and some of you did.
And you know what? It was good.
I didn't watch it yet.
She took it like a champion.
I was going to say she took it better than you, huh?
Yeah, because I jumped
you
around.
You ran and flailed both legs.
I did a thing.
You did a weird jump.
Like a weird jump.
Look what I can do.
Yeah, it was a Stewart from Mad TV. Look what I can do. Look what I can do. Yeah, she handled it much better than I did.
Handled it much better than I did when I got kissed.
Yeah, Big Al Mac yesterday just threw it out there after the show. He goes, oh, man, I forgot to tell you. Kelly's boyfriend, Alan, kissed me.
Hello, I'm Alan.
And we're like, what?
Here's the deal.
I'll let you tell it.
Okay, you're right here. Alan and Kelly and a few other friends came by the bar on Friday night to sing some karaoke after dinner. So Kelly and I got up and sang our 200 or 300 songs.
The usual.
Yeah. Sang our songs throughout the course of the evening. You know, they were there having a good time. And came time to go, so I went over and I hugged Kelly and I shook the other folks' hands. And then Alan was like the last person that I said goodbye to.
Yes.
And so I got, you know, I said, hey, Alan, grabbed the one hand, brought him
for the
man hug.
The bro hug?
The bro hug. And he said, oh, man, thanks for everything. Thanks for the drinks. And his face went, like, Alan's a tall guy, like my height.
Yeah.
And his face went to my neck.
To the
There's no other way to say it.
Is that how it works?
But not only did it go there, he didn't like pull back. He just went for it. And he ended up kissing me on my neck, like right below my earlobe. Because Alan had the little 5 o'clock shadow thing going, you know.
Tickle?
A little
scruffy.
Beard, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm like, Alan just kissed me. I just felt his beard on my neck. And so the funniest part is...
Alan forgot.
The funniest part is, like, I knew it happened and he knew it happened, but
he forgot.
Neither one of us said anything about it, right? I'm like,
he was
Alan kind of kissed me.
So you didn't return the favor?
The next morning, I get a text message from Alan. He goes, hey, man, thanks for everything last night. It was great. I'm like, okay, cool. He goes, I think I kissed you. I'm like, yeah, you did. You did kiss me.
He woke up with a fuzzy memory of it.
Oh, no.
Did he apologize?
I don't know. Actually, I should look. Go back and look. He goes, I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me or something.
That was an accidental dude kiss.
It was an accidental dude kiss.
Yeah, he said it was just like... He went to hug him, you know, just the goodnight thing, and his face was there.
His face went right here.
It just felt right?
It was like just this knee-jerk reaction, I guess. He just kissed. I don't know. He said he didn't remember it until that next morning. He woke up horrified.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
He said, does Big Al have a problem with that? I said, I seem to remember Al coming in one day and doing a whole show about the uncomfortable man kiss. Remember when a man kissed you?
Well,
it's just awkward.
Yeah,
you don't expect, especially in our country, America, like here we don't kiss, but in Europe, it's normal.
And he does. Yeah, this guy that I used to hang out with a lot, but, you know, now that we've kissed. But, he would, big dude, too. Big, burly guy.
Yeah. Really,
like live in the gym type guy. But every time he sees me, and he'll do this now, because he'll just, hey, man, what's going on? Give me the slap, the hug, the embrace, and the kiss.
On the cheek.
Like somewhere in that region, like the behind the ear.
Is that a hickey?
Did Alan give you a hickey?
Give me a hickey?
There's a little mark there.
Oh, hold on, Alan, let me see your neck.
No,
can't. Oh, my gosh,
oh,
you
yes, you do. Did he suck on your neck, Al?
There's a mark there.
Yeah,
I'm not lying.
Al.
I'll take a picture of it and show you.
That's a two-day-old hickey.
Alan.
Oh, that's a hickey.
But
Alan.
Are his lips like pillows?
Oh, my God.
No, I know.
Warm little pillows.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Al, I'm going to take a picture of it. You have
did
a
he throw you up against
mark
the wall?
Back there.
Al, yes. You can't play that mark
if he
off.
Threw
this,
up against
like,
wall,
curling iron burn.
He threw me up against the wall, Kelly. I'm sorry.
I mean, my wall experience.
Yeah, Kelly's going to take a picture of this said hickey, potential hickey.
We got to post
and,
that.
And are you going to put it on Twitter, Kelly?
Well, I'll let Al see it because I don't think he believes us. Joking.
All right, here's Al's reaction.
Oh my gosh, there's a little.
Yeah.
It's Alan! I can't let my mother see that.
Now we got to call your mom and tell her Alan gave you a hickey.
We got to call Dr. Girlfriend.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Has it awakened feelings in you?
No, I'm good.
Have you ever done the accidental kiss on a guy?
No.
But you've kissed a girl with facial hair.
I accidentally licked a baby. I mean, it happens.
Well, that was proven to be a scientific fact.
I was overcome with emotion, and I licked the baby.
When I first started working for Kid years ago, we did a bit. I don't know how this came up, but I said that I could be blindfolded, and I could tell if I was kissing a man or a woman.
Right.
You know? So we lined up 9 women and 1 guy in a parking lot, and they blindfolded me, and I kissed each one, like on the lips.
Yeah.
Like
just a peck, right?
A little, yeah.
Yeah.
And the point was, I was supposed to identify the guy. I didn't.
You got it wrong.
I got it wrong. I identified a girl as being a guy.
Now, be honest. When you guys were doing this bit, this was before my time, before Jenna's time.
Yeah, this was long.
Did you at all think that Kid would probably put 9 dudes in 1 girl?
No. No. At least I was hoping
to play a trick on you. Dude, that would have been funny.
Boy, believe me, it was already funny. Trust me.
So you couldn't tell? You want to try again?
No.
Alan as the only dude?
No, all of them had because I could touch them, their shoulders and
just a little bit.
A little bit. And it's been a long time. It's kind of fuzzy, but I remember just pecking.
So when you
literally
said
fuzzy.
When you said this is a guy, was the girl mad at you?
A little offended.
Yeah, she should have been.
Yeah, a little offended.
But you couldn't tell. It's just lips.
I was blindfolded. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I think
Kelly, you jealous? You got
jealous.
You good?
No. I get more than a kiss on the neck. I ain't worried about it.
There you go.
Give you an apple.
Abracabooyah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. I think we do have somebody on the line. Let's go. I forgot.
Beat the bag.
Oh, that's your second dude kiss of the year.
Actually, it's a third.
Oh, it's a third?
Why am I... Yeah.
There's another
after
kiss?
Blake Shelton kissed me, we were interviewing someone, and that person... we were talking about the Blake Shelton...
Oh, was it Theo Vaughn?
No.
Uh-huh.
But we were talking about the Blake Shelton kiss, and that dude kissed me.
So you've kissed more guys than girls this year?
Yes.
Okay.
He's kissed more guys than you, Jenna.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I guess I have.
I don't know about that.
Part-time Justin is screaming out there. Can he be number 4?
No. Thanks anyway, Justin.
You can sneak one in, Justin. That's what Alan does. Let's meet our contestant. What's up, Kevin Finney?
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Doing great, man. You were the first one to call back, which means you get to play Beat the Bank. Congratulations. What are you up to right now?
I'm sitting on the side of the street working.
All right. Working. What do you do? I used to work on the side of the street. Yeah. I counted cars. What do you do?
I'm a gas locator. I locate gas.
Lines. Okay.
You locate gas? Do you have a cool machine that does it?
It's kind of like a metal detector.
Wow.
Really?
That's pretty cool.
Have you located any this morning?
I've done a few tickets so far. I was out at 6:30.
No, not that kind of gas, JC.
You guys are so gross.
Juvenile.
Love Juvenile. He's got great raps.
Yeah.
Great raps. All right, Kevin, here's how the game works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker is going to be giving you dollar amounts. Your job's to say stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. Even if he says $1,000, which is the maximum, you still got to say stop, because if you don't and the door closes, Kevin, we all know what happens. You get nothing, okay, man?
Going to be a gas explosion.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Big Al?
The gas man, you know what? Let it go. I think I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, man.
I'm feeling really good.
Let it go.
So.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. Now, I don't know nothing, dog.
Well, he's still riding on that high from the kiss.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, he could be having mixed feelings.
Yeah. Am I glowing, Kelly?
You're glowing, all right.
I'm feeling good, dog.
All right. Kevin?
But be careful.
Yeah, go with your gut, Kevin. It's all up to you, man. You yell stop when you feel it.
Don't play with gas, dog. Yeah.
All right, I'll try my best.
Right.
Oh, man.
This is probably the best call that could have happened to Big Al, because he loves this. All right, Kevin, let's go inside the vault. Let's play
Beat the Bank!
$120. Wow. $570. $590.
top.
That was a weird game.
$590 for our gas man.
I don't blame you for that.
I got scared.
Yeah, that was scary weird.
That was a weird one. It started weird. It was going weird.
Good job, Kevin.
I like what you did there, Kevin. You got $590. What are you going to do with that money?
I'm probably spending it on my daughter.
How old is she?
She's 3.
Aww.
Awesome.
Send her a shout out. What's her name?
Her name is Addison Grace.
Addison Grace.
Nice. Well, congratulations, dog. You and your daughter enjoyed it. $590.
$590. Just for fun, we do want to see how high it would have gone, Kevin. Let's see.
$600. $750.
Oh, how's it going? Hey!
You got most of it.
Well played, Kevin.
That's all right. I'm glad what I got.
There you go, brother. Free money.
There you go. Enjoy your $590. Thank you for playing and signing up, Kevin. Most importantly, thank you for listening when we call the names, man.
Yep.
That's how you got in.
Go to KidNation.com. Sign up.
Yeah, we'll do it again tomorrow, same time, 6:50, 7:50 Central. That simple. Just hear your name and call, just like Kevin did.
Bam.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got Tinder Tuesday coming up here in a second.
Nice.
But the late night guys took on the debate last night. Here's what Jimmy Fallon opened up with.
Everyone's talking about tonight's big debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. It was the first chance Americans got to see Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump debate at the same time. But more importantly, it was the first chance Americans got to mute both of them at the same time. Just press one button, that's it.
All right. And Jimmy Kimmel.
Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton in the first of three presidential debates. It was a long 90 minutes, but the results are in, and not a single voter changed their mind. So, a huge waste of time.
So they have to really come up with these jokes before the debate actually happens, which is rough,
most likely.
You know, because if a drop the mic moment happens,
they'll do it tonight.
They don't know it. They can't reference it.
And we're happy to announce that. Please listen tomorrow for the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Presidential debates.
Huh?
What?
Oh, tomorrow we will be debating each other.
I thought we just did this.
What are we doing?
We're going to be debating. It's going to be the Kid Craddock Morning Show debate.
About what?
The hard-hitting questions that need to be answered.
What are the questions?
We'll find out during the debate.
Who's moderating?
The moderator is going to tell you the question, and then you answer it in 60 seconds or less.
Oh, Lord.
What, Kelly?
Okay, well, you know what?
It's fine if you don't know the questions before, you can't prep.
Can't study for it.
No, you know the questions. You know the real issues around the world.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, do you want us to look like idiots?
No, my God.
Is that your desire to make us look like idiots?
Never mind, we'll do what you want to do.
Why would we have a political debate that's boring?
We're horrible.
Hold on one second. Who said political here?
You just said the hard-hitting questions, issues.
I have a feeling it won't be politics.
Oh, well then good. I'm fine. I'll do whatever.
Or we'll just do something else.
I'll do whatever.
It's like I don't desire to make myself look stupid.
I'm sorry, White Cheddar. Stop the question writing.
You weren't clear about what the debate was going to be about.
It's probably something like, do you think Rob Kardashian really did tweet his sister's phone?
You know, look at Big Al Mac.
Fine. Yeah. No, I was going to say no one wants to hear my uninformed opinion.
What Donald say?
Wrong.
No, it is right, Donald. So tomorrow the debate.
Got it.
That's good. I got to get my power suit cleaned.
Yeah, wear your power suit, all that stuff.
I'm going to wear my power suit.
Whatever you need to wear.
I got to find my flag pin.
My power tie.
Love me tender. Love me sweet.
Because you're my... All right, Elena Davies has made her way into the studio from the phone screening room.
Good morning.
Taking all them selfies and stuff because she is a selfie queen.
No, I can't really get the angle right now just because, like, I'm not supposed to raise my arms like above my head.
Limited mobility.
Yeah, so my selfie game is going to be just not as fire.
Yeah. Elena got boobies taken out.
I got boobies taken out.
Got some put in.
Yeah, I got boobies taken out and boobies put in. So, but we're on the come up.
I'm literally
feeling better.
Literally. I do feel like a completely different person this week.
Good.
So, yeah, I can still really only do things in like 4-hour increments. Like I've realized that's kind of my max.
Right.
And then if you expect more from me, I'm sorry about your life.
Do you have to buy a new wardrobe because your boobies needed more room, but now you don't need that room?
Yes. It's actually, so not only did I have to pay for surgery, but the post-surgery recovery getup. The little outfits they have me in right now are very interesting and also kind of expensive. And then I'm still swollen. So every time somebody's like, oh, like I heard you like got a breast reduction. And then they like look at my like still like they very are, giant boobs.
They're
and
still
I'm, like,
smaller than they were though.
They are smaller. Yeah. But it's still one of those things where I'm like looking at them like, you did the math, right?
Right.
These are going to keep going down.
Yeah, they are. But don't buy a bra for at least 6 months.
Well, I had to buy a bra.
Don't invest in the really, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's like my recovery bra. Yeah. So it's not ugly. Cute.
Are you going to have a big morning show reveal? Or, you know, maybe do something at the mat?
Yeah, you got my invite, right?
Yeah.
I was like, the e-vite I sent out.
Mm-hmm. Boobie-okie here.
Something.
Boobie-okie.
Well, you're working on the details, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Cool.
In the meantime, while you recover from your surgery,
I am Tindering Bumbling.
Uh-huh.
And finding new creepy ways to enhance the experience.
Okay.
Like?
Okay. So, I have two new apps, and they're both very creepy, but I feel good about it.
Mm.
A little bit. There's one called Friend Swipe, and so there you've seen it. Kelly, probably Jenna, out there swiping, and you see someone you know, and like somebody that you're friends with on Facebook, somebody that you work with, whatever, and you got to give them the right swipe. I do. That's my rule. If you know them, you give them the right swipe. Well, this app just lets you go ahead and find all of your Facebook friends. So download Friend Swipe if you're crushing on somebody that you're already friends with on Facebook, trying to figure out how to slide in their DMs or something. It'll literally, you just log in with this. It's a supplemental app, so you have to download the app. And then it uses your account, and it brings up the list of all of your friends that are on the dating app. And then you can literally see their entire Tinder account and swipe left and or right on them.
Consolidating all the information.
Yeah, so if you're, or if you just want to be a creep and find out who you're friends with on Facebook that is on Tinder and see what their Tinder profile is like, people are, I feel like these days, are past the point of dating online is embarrassing. It is the world we live in.
Yeah.
But what can be embarrassing is what's on their profile.
Right.
So you can roast them for that at least.
Yeah, because I do the opposite. If I know you and we haven't hung out romantically and we're friends, I swipe left, like on guy friends.
See, I always got to give them the right swipe. I'm like, I saw you here. Unless I have like a weird...
Which one's good? Which one's bad?
Right is a good swipe.
Right is good.
Left is bad.
Right is always right.
Right is always right.
All right, if you want to get with them or you want to, okay, at least give them the acknowledgement.
Couldn't you also...
No implications.
So you could see all your coworkers or your friends that are on it.
Yeah, whoever you're friends with on Facebook that is also on Tinder.
And if you are dating and you suspect your boyfriend of possibly being on this app, you could possibly download it and find them.
That's what friends are for.
Yeah.
Or friends, yeah.
I screenshot and send to girlfriends.
Oh, totally.
I saw your boyfriend. Hey.
Okay. Oh, really?
You know, yes. The thing is, I've guys are also very dumb.
Yeah, shout out.
And they don't know how to delete their apps. One of my best guy friends has been in a relationship for like almost a year now, and I still get screenshots of his Bumble profile.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, your friend's still out. And I'm like, no, he's not. He's just dumb. Like, he didn't know how to delete his app. He deleted the app. He didn't delete his account. He's like, oh, I got you, babe. Like, we're official.
It's off the phone, but it's still floating around.
Yeah, I actually have my, I don't know if you guys remember, and this is embarrassing for me, when I tried to do a group dating in my Bumble app, and I made a dual Facebook profile with my friend Anna, and we were trying to go on double dates through Bumble.
How did that work?
It didn't work out as well as I planned. I could have maybe tried harder, but it just, you know, there's guys out there that one of us thinks is hot and he thinks they're hot, and then his friend is a dud, and we're like, yeah, never mind. Like, I'm not going to make you go on that date, Anna. Sorry.
Yeah.
Not a bunch of double hot dudes.
No.
Okay.
But,
so you're saying hot guys don't attract hot friends, but hot girls attract hot friends.
Well,
what we found in the scientific research.
It was very scientific. I don't know. There was a lot of weird situations, and then guys expecting more, and we were
just like,
we got to go. That's not the deal. And we were very clear about what this was.
Yeah.
But yeah, that profile, and she's in a like very serious relationship now, and I still get screenshots all the time or sent to my other friends like, what's this about Elena and another girl? And I'm like, okay, first of all, learn to read. And second of all, I wish I remember that password so I can delete it.
So you can't delete it.
I'm just as dumb.
Great.
So that's floating out in the internet.
Okay, so that's one way to creep on people. What's the other app that you found?
Okay, this one I feel like is going to be coming to you soon on every order of Law & Order SVU. Because I just feel like this is like such a, and I guess all social media can be this way, putting your information out there and maybe putting out too much. But this app is called Peekya.
Peekya?
Peekya.
Peekya. So it's P-E-E-K-Y-A. And it's a more specific type of, you can put in what you're looking for, like the type of person, the social interaction you're interested in. So that's kind of neat. But this is what weirds me out. I'm just going to read the quote. You choose both gender and age range of the people you're interested in connecting with, as well as where you'll be, when you'll be there, and what kind of activity you're interested in.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I don't know that I want to tell some strangers, like, exactly, hey, guys, going on a hike. I'm going to be there at 10:30 a.m. These are the coordinates. Meet me there. I'll be alone.
This goes with my favorite new app called Companion that alerts your friends if you're not home within a certain amount of time.
You got an app that does that?
Yes, yes. When a moment where I was scared for safety, there's actually a bunch, but there's this app, the best reviewed is called Companion, and it is so great. I mean, kids could have it on their phone. And I'm not trying to be dorky. I'm being real. Like, if you're going to do these online dating apps and you're going to go out on dates alone, which my girlfriends frustrate me so much because they're like, this guy's going to cook me dinner. I'm like, don't go to his house.
No.
But he's cool. We've been in fine. I mean, hopefully he
is. Yeah, but like a lot of serial killers were probably pretty charming.
They're hot.
And handsome.
They were.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So this was like, we'll show your friends on a GPS map, like, hey, I'm going home, and they can track you, and it sends an alert if you don't message them within 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes.
Whoa.
So if something happens to you on your walk home or on your way home from the bar and you don't contact the friend that said in the app you were going to contact, it alerts them and they can be like
That's
on it.
That's interesting.
So you can get Peekya, but also get the...
If you're going to be that risky, if you're going to be that risky, like I'm hanging out here, you need this companion app.
I get the perks of this app too, because it's, you know, you are able to kind of narrow it down to like, this is what I'm really interested in doing. Like, these are some common denominators. Oh, you also like this. We'll probably get along better. But I don't know why. I'm just like, I'm going to see this on an episode of Criminal Minds soon because... But Tinder's just the same. Hey, meet me at this like designated location. Yeah. I'll be alone. I'm wearing a green sweater.
Don't do that.
What about if a dude is trying to be a player and he wants to make his woman think she knows where he's going to be so he can put something in there? I'm going to be over here, but he actually is going to be over here, like a dummy Peekya.
Oh, you got to give it to your buddy that's actually going to be at that spot.
Right.
Because it gets your coordinates from your actual phone.
My friends and I all have the Find My Friend app. And my friend Devin's actually like super creepy about it. She's like, I know you're home. Why aren't you answering my calls? Like, you looked me up on my GPS.
What do you find? Oh, you find her phone.
But it's just the GPS on your phone. And so she's like, can tell if, you know, we're waiting on a friend coming in to meet us somewhere. Like, oh, she's stuck in traffic over on this road.
That would give away my whole, like, I'm leaving now, which means I'm leaving in 15
minutes. And that's why she has it. She literally put it on my phone and like put, allow Devin to see. Location. Because I'm the worst. I'm always like, yeah, like I'm on the way, like driving now, but like really I'm shaving my legs and texting at the same time because I'm chronically late everywhere I go, no matter how much heads up I have.
Everybody knows I'm leaving now means what Jenna said. I'll be gone in 30.
Yeah,
I'm working on my eyebrows.
And Elena, what are you got going on this weekend? Because I'm sure you're finally getting out and about.
Okay, I am getting out and about, and I have a wedding this weekend, and I actually need help. I don't know what to do. It's a little bit of an out-of-town wedding, and this is one of those situations where...
You need a date.
I do need a date, I think, because I know the bride and groom only. I'm going to know no one else at this wedding, and I'm in a town that I don't know anyone.
Are you down for a plus one already?
Yes, and I told her originally, I was like, no, I don't need one, like, I'm fine, because I was like, I'm not going to be dating anyone at the time, and oh, here we are, I'm not dating anyone, but I got thinking about it more and more, and I'm independent, but I'm just thinking, I'm going to be kind of lonely and uncomfortable just like sitting in the ceremony by myself and sitting at, you know,
who are you gonna dance with?
Yeah, and sure there'll be people there that are nice, but that's
what about taking party animal part-time Justin?
Guaranteed good time.
Guaranteed good time. No kissing after, but
Justin,
you'll dance.
You busy Saturday?
Yeah, maybe so.
Or that is Trey.
Or Trey. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm real busy.
What are you doing?
Hanging out with his girlfriend, if I had to guess.
Absolutely anything else.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.